Oh, wait. So Eugene is a poser?
I'm a poser.
Because he has a Mac? He's a Mac poser?
No, I'm not a poser. I represent. If you look at me, I wear a hat. That should tell you everything.
I wish I had that as a clip, actually. I represent.
That sounded very gangster.
I'm an original G, yo.
That should be your opening line.
I represent.
My name's Eugene. I represent,
yo.
I wear a hat.
Virgin mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Where's to your mother?
That's all I got.
You're listening to Group Therapy, episode 59, Optimus Joint, with your host, Optimus Gene.
There's only one way to save Christmas. Kill Jane Fonda.
Cyrus Martin.
Dear Mr. President, there are too many steaks nowadays. Please eliminate three. I am not a crackpot.
Shannon.
I must have been really acting like a jerk.
Yeah, but everybody's a jerk. You, me, this jerk. That's my philosophy.
Jay Red.
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that? What the hell is wrong with you people?
And Ducky.
Husband should be like Kleenex. Soft, strong, and disposable.
And now, from OneManAsylum.com, it's time for Group Therapy.
Welcome out to Group Therapy on OneManAsylum.com, a safe place to share your feelings about everything in the world of movies, video games, TV, and the web. I am your host, Optimus Joint. I am your host, Optimus Gene. We have, y'all just screwed me up in the pre-show. What can I say? We have a really big show for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just gonna move right on over here and mute. All right, so we have a really big show for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a huge cast, including a new person, which is awesome. So actually, let me go ahead and get started, and we'll just start introducing them. Starting, of course, with the guy who's...
That's very blunt of you.
Well, sheesh. I've got to, because, you know, otherwise you've already jumped in once, so, you know. They've got to know what that, you know, that whining sound was coming in on their speakers if they're listening to the audio. And that, of course, would be the guy who's always here to save my bacon, Cyrus Martin. What's going on, dude?
You know, I quit smoking about a month ago, Eugene, so yes. This is very distressful to me, because you gave me such a hard time about it. And now to find out what you're really all about, it breaks my heart.
What's that? What is it I'm all about?
Chronic.
Oh, and chiming in, the guy who's all the way from the future, we have Jay Red. What's going on, man?
Nothing.
This is where you talk now. Okay. The other voice you hear filling in the rest of the space is Manon. What's going on, dude?
Hey, man.
He's there.
I'm here.
And, I'm here. Joining us for the first time, not only from the future, but from Canada, we have Ducky. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. See, this is what you're supposed to do, guys. You're supposed to say hi, you know, how are things going? Y'all just like, yep, yeah, so.
Yeah.
Hi, Eugene. Yep. Hello.
All right. We're going to work on this later. Anyway, so we do have a big show for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So let's just go and get right on into it with the new releases. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so let's start off and talk about what came out this week in theaters. There were four movies. Now, not only is this just another... It's not just another week for movies. This is the first week of the summer movie game. Coming out today, we had, in limited release, There Be Dragons. We had An Invisible Sign with Jessica Alba. We had Something Borrowed, which is based on a book. Actually, we reposted the review that Cinderella did for the book, Something Borrowed. And then we had probably the first big movie of the summer, Thor. And several of us actually went and saw it today, myself included. Jay, you got a review of it coming up on, I think I've got scheduled for either Tuesday or Wednesday. Just real quick, what did you think of it?
I liked it.
Really? That's it? That's his...
You sent me quick. Fuck.
Okay, so... Okay, let me put you this way. Should people go see it in theaters? Should they go ahead and go see it opening weekend?
Yes, by the masses.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with that. Bolden, who is in the chat room, she, her and I both went and saw it with her kids. And by the way, Bolden, just did, what did your kids think about it? I know you said you liked it, but what did your kids think about it? If you'll just get back to us on that. Ducky, have you seen it by chance?
Yeah, we just got back from the theater about an hour ago.
So what did you think?
It was awesome.
I thought it was pretty good, too.
I loved it.
I don't want to go too far into it because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to take any of the steam away from
spoilers.
Jay's. Yeah, I don't want no spoilers, of course, but I don't want to take any of the steam away from Jay's review coming out later on this week. I will just say, and I think most of us can agree,
no reviews.
It, go see it. It's definitely worth seeing. It, this is not one that you need to wait around. This is a go see as soon as it.
Yeah, you have a tweet, Eugene.
I have a tweet.
You should check your Twitter.
Tweet. I don't see a tweet.
Check Z tweets.
Check mentions.
Okay, maybe it's in my mentions.
Can I just say, if you're going to go see it in the theater, stay till the end, past the credits. Stay in the theater.
Oh, yes. And yes, you were right, Si, about that. Really? Optimus?
Really?
Optimus
on the ball. Come on, buddy.
Thank you.
What does it say now?
I have a bad feeling Optimus Joint is going to end up like Shit My Dad Says or something. all right, moving on. This week in Blu-ray and DVD, we had The Green Hornet and The Dilemma. My dad saw The Green Hornet. It's on my instant watch, or it's on my watch list for YouTube. As soon as I get a hold of it, I'll watch it and see, you know, see what I think of it. I've heard okay. No one has said it's a great movie. Everyone said it's just okay. So
it's all right.
Oh, so you've seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, it's okay.
So, I mean, okay. Is it what were you expecting when you went to go see, you know, when you went to go see it?
I don't know, because it's Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen as an action hero seems weird. So it was, I just don't like his laugh. I just can't stand it. But other than that, the guy who plays Kato, he did some awesome stuff, and the cars were wicked and things like that. That was cool, but it was all right.
It's all right. Well, we'll take it with that. This week in games, we had Thor, which I have heard absolutely. I've literally seen tweets. People are saying, "Why did this come out? This is absolutely horrid. Like, it's the game's broken. It doesn't work well. It doesn't look good. Just all around, stay away from it." Then we had Call of Duty Black Ops Escalation, which Jay and Cy and I got to play a little bit of today. If you're a Black Ops person, we've got to play all four maps. Definitely, definitely download this pack. I like all four of the maps. Haven't got to touch the zombie stuff yet. I know Jay and Cy have.
Really?
What did y'all think of the zombie stuff?
Well, touching zombie stuff sounds a whole lot more interesting than it really is. But
wait, what? Sounds dirty.
It was pretty cool. I only played it in single player. I didn't play multiplayer, but it's pretty cool. It's got a big level. It's like a lot you can do.
Cool. We will definitely have to give that a shot after the show. So let's move on to what's coming out next week. Next week we have two somewhat big movies. We have Bridesmaids, which is the first big comedy of the summer. And then
really?
We have yes.
Really? Big comedy.
Everything I have read, everyone has said this is a funny ass movie.
Really? Nobody's seen the movie yet, though, so I don't really understand how they could say that. But.
Well, most of these people are people who get to go see screeners and stuff. And
oh, okay.
It's the people. It's the people in the movie.
So you
yes, the people in the movie. Go see the movie. It was awesome.
Okay, all right.
So, and then we have Priest, and I know you signed up to go see that and review that, right, Si?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about that one.
Yeah, that looks interesting.
It's got that, like really good B-movie thing going, and I'm interested to see... you know, I think it's going to fly, like, underneath everybody's, like, radar, and then it's going to be really good, and people are going to be like, hey, man, you should check this out. And I don't think it'll be, like, in the top 10, but I think it'll be really good.
I hope so. I mean, it's another movie that's based off of a, I don't want to say indie, but kind of an indie comic, and I'm to the point where I'm rooting for every one of those to do well so that, you know, Hollywood doesn't get this idea that, oh, we can only go after Superman and Batman, and you know what I'm saying? Because,
yeah, I know what you're saying. Yo.
Yo.
Moving on. Next week in Blu-ray and DVD, we have No Strings Attached with Natalie Portman, who was in Thor and apparently is in everything right now. And and then we have the you know, greatly awaited and anticipated Justin Bieber, Never Say Never.
Bieber!
Right.
Bieber!
Yep. And then next week in games, we have a game for the 3DS called Dream Trigger coming out. I haven't really seen much on it. We have Pirates of the Caribbean Lego Edition, which, yeah, I'll end up playing it because the Lego games are just freaking awesome. And then we have Brink, and there's a lot of buzz about Brink, but I really don't know why. Does anyone know why everyone's so interested with Brink?
Is everyone interested in it?
There's a lot of stuff on Twitter I've been following. A lot of people are like, oh, I can't wait for this to come out. I haven't really seen anything on it, so I was wondering if anyone else had been following it.
Okay.
I only know a little bit about it. There are some interesting things about it. Like
what?
Well, when we were watching the little pre-rendered video of it at QuakeCon, they had this guy doing all sorts of this free-running stuff.
Okay.
Turns out you actually can do that stuff in the game. You basically, whenever you hold down your sprint button, you will automatically leap over things and do all sorts of stuff. They make it real easy to navigate like that. So it's sort of automatic. You don't have to get hung on some little thing and perfectly time your jump and, you know, all this other stuff.
Okay, that sounds interesting to me. I can understand why everyone would be interested in playing it then. So
I can't.
It might be interesting.
The sprint button doesn't sound as interesting to me as the T-Mobile button. Ha!
No. All the way around.
I knew that was going down, but I was like, I got to do this anyway. You know what? Sometimes you get like self-destructive.
For a penny.
And you're like, I'm going to do something that I know is going to suck.
Okay, here. You know what? Let me illustrate it how you illustrate it to me. Whereas I walk out on the shooting range to take bullets for bad movies.
Yeah.
If there's a bad joke sitting there like a grenade size, like, I got it.
Yeah. I'm like, hell yeah. Let's see how bad this shit gets.
I'll jump on that.
Oh, man.
Like,
all right.
Like, wait, that gun backfires. I'm like, that's my gun.
That's my gun.
Right there.
Oh, man.
He's out in the middle. He's out in the middle of the battlefield trying to catch mortar rounds.
Yep, pretty much.
Yep.
All righty.
Yep. Hey, let me pick up this grenade and throw it back real slow.
I got to cook this one first.
Okay, right. So this has gone on a while, and next.
Next. All right, so let's move on to the summer movie game. The summer movie game has officially started as of today, and we ended up having 30 people playing the game. Yes, we can see you.
Who?
What? Okay. Oh, anyway, so we ended up having 30 people play the game. And I just wanted to kind of run through and look at some of the things that people picked, and then also give everyone a chance to explain kind of why they put what they did in what position. So we're actually going to start with I know the last person we're going to go over, but we'll start on the other end. We'll start with Cyrus. So, Cyrus, let's take a look at your list real quick. And by the way, if you want to look at the list, if you go to the onemansound.com website and click on the banner that's slightly changed now, that, you know, for the summer movie game, and scroll down, you will actually be able to see everyone's information for the list. So, your number one movie, you picked Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Where's my list? I don't know how to get to it. I'm looking at the thing.
Okay, you're on the site, right?
Yeah.
All right, and you clicked on the summer movie ballot thing? Scroll down.
And scroll down to what? What am I
keep
clicking?
Scrolling down.
Oh, I see it.
There you go. All right. Internets is fun. So, you picked Harry Potter as your number one.
Oh, sarcasm.
Yes.
I did.
Any particular reason?
It's the last Harry Potter, and is going to be... I don't see the date here. He didn't put that, so I don't.
Yeah, this is just the raw data.
It's got enough time to make a lot of money during the summer, and it's going to kill everything. That's my opinion.
We'll tell you what. We'll just kind of randomly go through. Now, Manon, you had an interesting way you came up with your list, right?
Oh, yes.
An interesting in on and how you came up with your list real quick.
An interesting and incorrect way, by the way. But go ahead.
Well, I didn't actually expect it to win. I just wanted to do something fun because I did not want to actually read about all of the movies. However, I probably did something that was a lot more time-consuming. I collated the number of tweets about the each movie and the ratings on Rotten Tomatoes, and then built a formula and did it all mathematically and let the computer choose for me. So I took the nerd way out.
I was just going to go, nerd.
Yeah. Oh, yes. When Manon's describing this shit, you, Manon, you need to have a pipe in your hand.
That
you
can, would be awesome!
You can
and a pump. Monocle.
Yes, and a monocle. Yes. There you go.
Monocle.
Wow.
Wow. Technical. Wow. Anyway, so, all right, so Cy picked Harry Potter. Manon, according to his algorithm, also picked Harry Potter as number one. Let's see here. We have Thor. I picked Transformers.
A lot of tweets.
Transformers.
Transformers. Here's why.
Transformers.
The previous movies made between $350 and over $400 million.
Uh-huh. What premium movie?
Screw y'all, all of you.
Premium?
Die in good hell. Anyway, so, the reason I picked Transformers is it the first one came in first the year that it came out. The second one came in first the year that it came out. We all know the second one was not a good movie, but every one of us has said, wow, this third one's kind of looking good. I think it's just... It also comes out on July 4th, and that has historically always been a huge weekend for movies.
I follow your logic. I can get behind that.
Let's see here. Jay picked Pirates. Any particular reason
he's
picked Pirates?
Nope. I guess that would make a shitload of money.
Nope.
No, it was just a movie. I was like, okay.
It's like, why'd you pick Pirates? What? I picked... Fuck!
I picked fucking Pirates.
I did what now? Ducky
Pirates,
picked Harry
what the
Potter.
Hell movie is that?
Let's see. Huh? Ducky picked Harry Potter. Oh, actually, let's see here. Harry Potter. Wow, there's like four or five... Harry Potter...
Six, seven.
There are a lot of people that picked Harry Potter. I mean, it...
Yeah, because it's the logical thing to do.
It's the last one.
Yeah. Because if you didn't pick Harry Potter, you're probably a dumbass.
Okay, well, here's why you're not a dumbass if you did not pick Harry Potter. Harry Potter is it's the last Harry Potter. You're absolutely right. It is the last Harry Potter.
All right, I'm right about something.
Harry Potter has made around $300 million for each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
The same people who went and saw the other Harry Potter movies are the ones who are going to go see this one. This is not going to pull in a bunch of new people. Unless they've gone, oh, well, I guess I'll watch all, seven other movies so I can get prepared for this one. Otherwise, there's not a draw for anyone new to come see this movie. Because you really have to have seen the other movies to get what's going on in this one. That's why I didn't put it that high, because I honestly thought, I really think it's going to make about $300 million. I just don't see it grabbing anyone else new because it's so entrenched in the story that you, like I said, you have to know what's going on. So
hang on just a second. So what you're saying is that you decided that a movie that had previously made about $300 million just...
For each one. Yes.
And this being the last one, wasn't going to make more than a movie that the last one was so fucking horrible... That all of us actually wanted to gouge our eyes out watching it and think that the next one might be okay.
Yeah, because the last one made $400 million.
And out of that four...
But it sucked ass and everybody saw it.
And here's the thing. You obviously go shopping, right? When you go shopping, where are all the Harry Potter toys? Where are all the Harry Potter books? It's gone. The book series closed up, over a year ago? The toys are pretty much you can't find them anymore. On Cartoon Network, there's at least one current Transformer series playing right now. If you go to any toy store, Walmart, whatever, you will find Transformer toys. This thing has a huge following with kids, and it's just going to keep getting bigger.
Go ahead.
And, we did think that it sucked, but the masses, the main part of the people that pumped in that $400 million, liked it.
See, and that's the thing. I have met so many people that have said, It wasn't that bad. I thought it was okay. And I'm like, what about the racist? Oh, well, they were kind of funny. And I'm like,
most people,
you're right.
Most people don't have any real emotional tie into it. So it's, you know, just big robots shooting the shit out of stuff. And it's entertaining to them. You know, they don't have no, you know, emotions to the comics or the cartoons that we love, you know. So they don't give a fuck that it sucks. And they're going to keep going back and watching it. And
I don't disagree with you. I actually can get on board with your theory here. I wouldn't be surprised if Transformers is a number one movie just because of what you said, because there's a huge base of morons that will watch it no matter what.
And
then this one may not suck that bad. So
now that I'm sitting there thinking about it, I might have to pull out my Rudy card and switch my...
No, there is no Rudy card. Speaking of the Rudy card, let's just scroll down real quick and see what he put as his number one.
Winnie the Pooh.
Why does Rudy get to have his listed before we all do? He's not even here.
Oh, he's got Transformers as well. Because we're using his as the stick to measure everything else.
Oh.
Everyone wants to be above it, which,
The stick of suckiness.
Yes, the stick.
We should have discussed him first.
Oh, so you want to do that first? Let's do that first. Tell you what, we'll do that first. All right, so his number one was Transformers, Dark of the Moon. His number two, Harry Potter. Wow, he's actually got an okay list. Number three, Cars 2. I think I put Cars 2 as my number three. I think, Cy, you put it as your number three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Cars 2 is...
That's interesting.
No, you put it as your number two. Where did I put it? I put it as my number two as well. So, yeah.
Cars 2 is going to make more money than you think it is.
Oh, no. Cars 2 is going to make a crap ton of money just because, you know, everything I've read said, yeah, the first one was not the most... did not make the most money. The first movie didn't. But they've made more money on the toys than any other thing that Pixar's done. I'm like, wow. Put that in perspective. There have been Toy Story toys out for over 10 years now, and they've made more money on the Cars toys. That should tell you something. Huh. So it's going to be interesting. Let's see here. Where is it? Okay, so Cars 2. His number four, The Hangover 2.
No.
Too high.
No, see, I think it could be up there. The first one made a shit ton of money, and everyone, you know, this, yes, unfortunately, the big drawback for this one is it's an R movie. So it's not going to be little kids. But every friggin' college student's going to go out and see this thing at least once or twice. Let's see. Hangover 2. His number five, X-Men First Class.
It's going to be a good one. It's coming out too late, though, isn't it?
Come out later on. That was kind of my big kicker for it. His number six is Thor. His number seven is Captain America. His number eight is Pirates. Let's go ahead and discuss Pirates. Pirates is going to make a crap ton of money. I really think... granted, that last one was just horrific. You know, like, the story was just... I don't even know what you could say about the story. I mean, the whole time I'm sitting there going, what?
Twice? I like your buddy. He's funny.
Yes, he does. Wow. Okay, so anyway, so we got Pirates. His number nine, Kung Fu Panda, I really think should be up higher. His number 10, Cowboys and Aliens. Now, remember, he had something on here that I thought, okay, his dark horses, Super 8, which... It did end up on my top 10 list, like I said it would. It was really close to being a dark horse. But here are his other two dark horses. Final Destination 5.
What?
When does this movie come out?
Who? When? What?
Yeah. Final Destination 5 is like the last 3 weeks that the summer movie game goes. And his other one is Larry Crown. Now,
what?
I understand, you know, it's got a big name, you know. Tom Hanks is a big name, and he's done some awesome movies. But really? Really?
I don't know what's wrong with Rudy. I really don't. I've been wondering that for a while, but...
That's the stick to go up against. tell you what, let's just go ahead and run through the rest of them. So, Cy, you had Harry Potter, Cars 2, Thor.
Mm-hmm.
I think Thor's a safe bet at 3, or somewhere there around. Number four, Pirates of the Caribbean. Number five, Transformers. Number six, Kung Fu Panda. I think that's a pretty safe bet in that area. Number seven, Captain America. Let me ask you, why did you put Thor above Captain America?
Time.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah. That was, I think Captain America would probably be a better movie, but
now let me bring out something else, and this is kind of funny. Someone brought this up on Twitter. Someone said, "Whoever, because there's several versions of like summer movie games going." This one person tweeted out, "Whoever has Captain America just got a boost in the arm this week."
Hmm. Oh yeah.
And I thought about it, and I was like, "Ooh, that could be." We'll have to see about that. Number 8, The Hangover 2. Number 9, X-Men First Class. Number 10, Green Lantern. Like, I don't even think Rudy had Green Lantern on his at all. And then your dark horses, Super 8, Cowboys and Aliens, and Winnie the Pooh. Why did you pick Winnie the Pooh?
I picked Winnie the Pooh because it's an animated movie.
Safe bet.
It's done differently than all the other animated movies out. People really like Winnie the Pooh. He's got this, like, following with all kinds of generations of people, and they'll except drag their kids into it. Yeah. But it's a, to me, it seemed like I honestly just took a shot with it, and I was like, well, let's see what happens with this one, because I wouldn't be surprised if something interesting happened with it, but then again, maybe nothing, so what the hell?
Well, it's a dark horse. That's what the dark horses are for. So, let's go next with Mannins. I mean, granted, Mannin, you basically told us you came up with an algorithm for yours, so... your list is Harry Potter, Cowboys and Aliens, Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah.
Thor.
Crazy Stupid List.
Sorry. The tweets.
Thor.
The tweets on that are just, I don't know.
I can see why. It does look funny. I mean, it's got Steve Carell in it. So, let's see. Thor, Pirates of the Caribbean, Captain America, Green Lantern, The Hangover, Transformers, Cars 2, and your dark horses are X-Men, Kung Fu Panda 2, and Super 8. So, the Crazy Stupid Love is the only one that kind of sticks out as a sore thumb. The rest of them, I'm like, okay, yeah. Let's see here.
I wasn't going to second guess it. I just wanted to go straight from the data and let the chips fall where they may.
Gotcha.
So, we'll see. It looks interesting.
All right, let's see here. Let's go with Jay. Jay, your list consists of Pirates of the Caribbean, Harry Potter, Cars 2, Transformers. Any reason why you put Transformers at number 4 and not maybe a little higher?
Nope.
Okay. Hey, you know what? Stick to your guns.
No reason whatsoever.
Number 5, Kung Fu Panda 2. Number 6, Thor. After seeing Thor, do you think maybe you should have moved it up a little bit?
Or no.
Or do you feel that that's where it's probably going to land?
No, with four of what, the top 5 that I have there are all sequels or way beyond, you know, sequels. And I think the fan base for those is just going to pump so much money into them, it's going to take them that much higher.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Kung Fu Panda 2, Thor, Hangover 2, Captain America. Number 9 is Super 8. Number 10 is Green Lantern. Your dark horses are Cowboys and Aliens, X-Men First Class, Winnie the Pooh as well. Any reason why you picked it?
I told him to.
Me and Thor planned it just to fuck with you.
I'm like, wait, what'd you get for the Dark Horse? Oh, okay. And we're like...
No, you know, it is an animated movie that you always do real well.
Yes.
And there is such a fan base of people with, you know, children, small children, that, you know, that were always fans of Winnie the Pooh. And they still do have Winnie the Pooh cartoons on Disney and... So, you know, there's going to be a new crop of little bastards that like it. And
oh, yes. The children are our future, aren't they?
I don't think that'll be on the DVD box cover. There's a new crop of little bastards that'll like this. David.
Then they'll let me get the box.
Oh, yeah, that will work. Let's see here. Let's check out Ducky's list. So you said your husband kind of helped you come up with this list, right, Ducky?
Yeah, because we have similar taste in movies.
Excellent. So let's see here.
And by saying that, she can blame him if she doesn't win.
That's right.
Yes.
Number 1, Harry Potter. Number 2, Transformers. Number 3, Pirates. Looking good. Hangover. Number 4. Number 5, Cars 2. Number 6 is... Oh, I lost you there. Kung Fu Panda 2. Okay, let me just ask in general, does everyone feel like Cars 2 will probably do better than Kung Fu Panda 2?
Yeah.
My kids like both, so it was just kind of whichever one.
There are a lot of rednecks. That's all I'm saying.
That's very true. You know what? That's another good point, Cy. Very good. Number eight, Thor. After seeing Thor today, do you think maybe it should have been bumped up a little bit?
No, because of all the action movies that are coming out this summer.
Okay. Number nine, Captain America. Number 10 is Cowboys and Aliens. And then your dark horses include Super 8, Crazy Stupid Love, and Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh is kind of starting to scare me here, guys. I don't think I had it on my list. I'm like, wow.
There's another quote. There's another good quote. Winnie the Pooh is starting to scare me. You
absolutely.
Optimus Joint.
Yes. Let's see here. Who all is in the chat room? Let's look at some of the chat room people. Let's start off with the Angry Grinch, for example, since apparently this is open mic night for him. Let's see here. His number one was Harry Potter. Number two, Captain America. Number three, Transformers. Hangover, Green Lantern, Super 8, Thor, Kung Fu Panda 2, Cowboys and Aliens, Pirates of the Caribbean. His dark horses were X-Men, The Change-Up, and Crazy Stupid Love.
By the way, if y'all have not yet friended Optimus Joint on Twitter, please do so, because I am using Eugene's little sayings as tweets for Optimus Joint on Twitter. I just wanted to let you know.
Let me see here. I am now following Optimus Joint.
Good. Do you make sure that you spell him wrong, like he pronounces him?
Thanks.
That has to go on.
Alrighty, so let's see here. Some other people here. Jay, let's look at Christie's real quick.
Oh boy.
Oh damn.
There's no Sex in the City this year, thank God. Anyway.
Yeah, because it screwed all of us last year. Let's see here. Which is kind of what the show's known for. Christie's, number one, Thor. Number two, Super 8. Number three, Harry Potter. Number four, Cars 2. Then Transformers, Cowboys and Aliens, Kung Fu Panda, Pirates, The Hangover, Captain America, with her dark horses being Priest, Green Lantern, and Tree of Life.
Tree of what?
Tree of Life looks like a movie. This, to me, in the trailer, it looks like this is more of an Oscar-type list.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know what? I don't know this guy's name. What's this guy's name again? The three-name guy?
Johnny.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
I'm just going to call him Eugene's buddy.
Okay.
Eugene's buddy says that you're a bully in high school. I actually believe
I was not in high school. I was an asshole.
When Eugene, when you drink, and everybody knows this, when you drink, you become the motherfucker of all motherfuckers.
And how many times have I been drunk, motherfucker?
You see?
Every day.
That's
once.
Exactly what he does, right? You see him just sitting there holding his drink. Hey. Hey, buddy. There you go.
Look at him right there. Freaking deer piss or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was, you know, I was like, oh, I could have a Coke or I could have deer piss.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I like better to get out there and get a little glass of deer piss, and I'll sit up there in my little camouflage bunker and wait for deer to come along, and he thinks I'm one of him because I'm drinking his piss, right? And they don't smell me that way. Not going to get up, and as soon as I see him, I pop him right in the head. And I got 10 of them 10-point books on my wall. I'm an officer. I said, Julie, I said, I'm going to put those 10-point books and I'm going to put them in my office. And you ain't going to tell me not to. Because if you tell me again, I'm going to punch you. Because I'm a Eugene.
I hate you. All right, so moving on.
What'd you say, bitch? Don't you tell me I can't put my. I fucking.
I'm going to stuff that fucker good.
All righty, so moving on.
Yeah, and then I'm going to put the dare up.
All right. My list, Transformers, Cars, Thor, Pirates of the Caribbean, Harry Potter, Captain America, let's see here, Kung Fu Panda 2.
I just like Brian. Is that Rudy's name, Brian?
Yes.
Because I always, if I was to look like Brian.
That is awesome. All right, so The Hangover 2, X-Men, Super 8, Green Lantern, I'm sorry, my dark horses were Green Lantern, Cowboys and Aliens, and I picked Mr. Popper's Penguins just because Bolden said it's very popular with little kids. At least the book is.
You picked what?
Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Manon, you be quiet. What was it again?
Screw you.
I was trying to get a good, clear audio of that, and Manon fucked it up.
Damn it. Well, too bad for that. All right, so that's the summer movie game, ladies and gentlemen. I will have updated information come Monday. We have 30 people playing. I'll be sending an email to everyone about the little side bet that we'll have going, which is completely optional. But and then, yeah, we'll be able to start reporting back numbers, and we'll be having a good time. So without any further ado, let's go right on into the news. Normally we don't normally cover
hug me.
What? We don't.
You squeeze him.
We don't normally cover like big news, but this was big enough that we decided that we were going to at least just comment a little bit about it, because this is kind of all encompassing for the entire world.
Roll out.
As everyone knows, this last Sunday, Osama bin Laden was taken out, and
on a date.
No, not on a date. He was taken out for, you know, for the last time, as it were. I didn't really want to say too much about this, except for I know there's a lot of controversy. A lot of people are talking about their you know, should you celebrate the death of someone else, and
yes,
so on and so forth.
Yes.
I'm just going to leave it as
we had a cake.
Okay, then. I'm just going to leave it as, you know, I don't mourn his death by any light, but, you know, by any means. Yeah, you know, after everything that's happened, I have to say it is a little disheartening that it's taken this long for us to get him. Honestly, what I'd like to see is, and of course it already seems like it's being destroyed at this point, but I would like to see this positive energy that's kind of come from this and being used for something to at least help things out. Maybe people can start putting some stuff behind them, and maybe, I don't know, we could start working towards getting our gas prices down. We could start working on getting, you know, not
re-electing,
we'll never get back
Obama
to what it was like before 9/11.
Right.
But maybe we can finally start getting that way. One of the people I want to kind of ask about this, as the only person on this panel that is not actually in the U.S., what is the atmosphere like or thought process on this in Canada, Ducky?
I don't want to speak for an entire nation.
No, you're not speaking for the entire
nation.
For me,
it's, I don't, like you, I don't mourn his death. He was a terrible person, but it's almost hard to celebrate because it's not any different than what he was doing. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He was celebrating 9/11. That was his, you know, charge into the, you know, into battle. And to celebrate anybody dying, I don't think, for me, I don't mourn his death though. And being somebody who's never lost anybody in 9/11, it wasn't my country, I don't have the same feelings about it.
Gotcha.
As most Americans probably do. But I'm glad that he's no longer going to be around to spew his hate.
Good deal. Very well said. Would anyone else like to comment on that before we move on into the realm of news we normally cover? Cyrus, I knew you were going to say something.
I won't go on too long, but
let me get my timer.
I would just like to say that it's not every day that someone on Earth dies and I feel fucking good about it. Like, I, like, wish that I would have been there, wish that I would have seen it, wish I would have, like, I could take a picture of it and keep it and never show anyone except for y'all. And, like, I wish I had, you know, I could shake the guy's hand, squeeze the fucking trigger, and, like, you know, hold an American flag up while they're flying off. And, you know, just I felt really patriotic at that moment. And I also, I know that what you said is important for us all to put this in perspective as like a people and say, look, we all, this is a great moment for us to be like, look, he's fucking dead. All right. We deserve justice. And this is about as close to justice as you're going to get as far as that goes. So, you know, here you go. Have a little bit of satisfaction in that, at least. And try not to turn this into some kind of spectacle. But I have to be honest. Fuck everybody that called Obama naive. Fuck you, motherfuckers. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Cyrus Martin. All right. Let's get into the real news, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, we have to start off with the huge debacle that just keeps going on. The giant snowball of fucked up that is Sony. All right.
Oh, yeah.
How do we want to do this? Do we want to dissect all these little stories, or should I just go ahead and weave this intricate tale, and then we'll tear it apart, you know, piece by piece?
Begin.
All right. So, 3 weeks ago, ladies and gentlemen, 3 weeks ago, the Sony network went down. PSN went down. And they didn't bother saying anything for about 6 days. Now, there was a lot of speculation as to, oh, Sony got hacked. Sony got hacked. Turns out that was the case. Sony did get hacked. 9 days, after it initially went down, they finally came forth and said, we were hacked. User's data was stolen to include names, logins, passwords, and it's still debated as to credit card information or not. Some information has come out, and people have said, using his hands in a serious, serious voice. They've come out and said,
down by the river.
They came out and said that, you know, this data was stolen. They thought it may even be an inside job. Well, some more fallouts, you know, come from this. It's now been 3 weeks, and the PSN is still not up. If you are a Sony person, you still cannot get on to play multiplayer games with people. So let's take a look at some of these stories. First thing is, they said that hopefully it was going to be up this week. That has not happened yet, but Sony has come forth and said that all players, now get this, everyone who has, you know, an Xbox and has a PSN account is going to get a free month of PlayStation Plus.
They have an Xbox and a PSN account?
What?
That's what you said.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say Xbox? Sorry. If you have a PlayStation account, you're going to get one month.
Hang on. I'm tweeting this up.
Okay, go ahead. you're going to get 1 month of PlayStation Plus, which most people agree is crap. So, but here's the thing. It was a free network. It's not like you were paying, you know, you haven't lost a month worth of, you know, time that you were paying for to play. The store will not be back up for about a month, so even though you're going to get the credit, you'll have at least a month before you can actually use it. I see that, Cyrus, you assholes. It came out this week that apparently they were using an outdated version of Apache, which is a it's a server software that's really very, very common. Well, apparently someone at Sony saw it and said, hey, we're running the outdated version, made it public. We are running an outdated version of Apache, and the firewall's not enabled. Are you effing kidding me? Really? That's just, you are asking to get hacked at that point. So Sony has also turned around, and this week they said, we know who hacked us. It was Anonymous. And Anonymous has said, no, we don't do that. We are what we refer to as a hacktivist group. Basically, yeah, did they attack Sony? That's their term, Cy.
I know. That's funny to me.
We're a hacktivist. Yes. We're not like that.
Yeah. They did take down the PlayStation Network, the PlayStation website in response to the whole thing going on with GeoHot. But they're like, look, we don't do that crappy stuff like take people's, you know, information and sell it. That wasn't us. Even though Sony said, but we found documents on our servers that says it's, you know, it says it's y'all. Well, that could be anyone, and it could also be, you know, that was from their initial attack.
I think it was Kevin Butler.
Kevin Butler?
The guy from the commercials.
Oh, okay, yes. Anyway, so
he goes, "You think I hack piss in network?" Does it laugh?
I love that fucking laugh. It's fucking awesome.
So it gets worse. So Sony, PSN, and what are they? What is that music service they have that's so freaked up? Curiosity are the two things that are initially hacked. Well, this week it turns out their other network got hacked as well. Sony Online Entertainment went offline on Monday, and it got hacked just as bad. 12,700 non-U.S. credit cards and some direct deposit information was stolen. They used Sony Online Entertainment Network for EverQuest, Star Wars Galaxies, and The Matrix Online. Now, the only upshot to that is, I don't think anyone still plays those.
No, probably not.
And to round out the stories about good old Sony, we have some stuff that's come out just within the last day or so. A second class action lawsuit has been filed from our good friends up in Canada.
Da-na-na! You gotta do this.
So, yeah, let me see if I can. Too late for the sound. Anyway, so basically they're saying, yes, y'all came out and made an announcement to Japan.
And we say y'all out, too.
And I'm sorry, what?
We say y'all too.
Yeah. Oh, do y'all? Good.
No.
Okay. They came out and said, y'all, listen. No. They came out and said,
nice.
Y'all officially announced to Japan. Y'all officially announced to the U.S. Y'all never bothered telling us that, oh, by the way, your shit got stolen. So they're suing them for $1 billion. I hope it goes through. Let's see here. Anonymous has come out and said, you know, look, it wasn't us, you know, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. And then today, just today, I found out CNN has reported that supposedly they have someone that's kind of like been checking in and listening to the hacker chatter back and forth online. And supposedly whoever did hack up, you know, Sony has said this weekend they're going in for a third attack. What else can you do to these people?
What's left? Shit.
Yeah, like how. Now, the thing is they said whatever they get this time, they're making public. Like, literally, this is like them gutting the carcass and so they can show it up to everyone. They've said, you know, whatever we get in this third attack, you know, we're just going to make public. We're just going to put it out there. So if it happens to be names, addresses, phone, whatever, tough. It's going up there. Sony should have got their crap straight.
Well, that's really horrible.
That is bad.
Yeah, that is bad.
Can we get those seals on this?
Yeah, no joke.
Shit.
So, just my two cents on this. Wow. Okay, first off, if y'all were running Apache, an outdated version of Apache, and no firewall, then you know what? Y'all did fucking deserve it. Tough. Sorry. Especially if someone made it, if one of your flunkies made it known in a public forum that, you know, this was happening, which is apparently where the information came from, y'all deserve to get hacked. All these people talking about, oh, well, it just happened to be Sony. What Microsoft could get as easily as hacked. No, they couldn't, because I guarantee you Microsoft keeps their crap up to date, or at least they have been.
Well, at least probably they're not using Apache.
I guarantee you they're not using an Apache server to run Microsoft stuff.
I didn't even think the Indians had computers.
Oh, God. Please send comments to Cyrus Martin.
That's how they keep track of all
this. That's what I need. I need a sign to put up just that says, you know, like back on Home Improvement when it said, you know, send complaints to Tim. That's what I need, but for Cy. All right. So, anyone want to add comment on this? I mean, actually, you know what? Jay, you and I were talking about this a little earlier. What did you tell me that your friend that works at the GameStop said?
That he's had a shitload of PS3s come back in. A lot of people are trading them. They're tired of pissing with PlayStation Network being down. And, you know, all the possibilities of their shit being out there for the open, for the taking. And, you know, people are just tired of it. And all the other rumors that they've heard about, you know, having to have security codes to play your fucking games and all this other shit. They just want to get rid of it.
Eugene,
yes,
y'all really need to get in the chat room.
No, you don't, because I don't know what this bastard's talking about. Apparently, I know all the words to Baby Got Back. I do not know any dance.
The Humpty Dance.
Anyway, so And we've lost Cyrus. Anyone else want to add anything to this Sony story before we move on?
What are the lyrics? You know, really?
All right, so I guess we're moving on to the next story. We're punting at this point. No,
that was really rude, by the way. Jay was making a very important point.
Yes, and you're the one that brought up, you should really be in the chat room.
Yeah, fuck you, Si.
Yeah, fuck you, Si. All right, so people are pissed. So people are actually getting pissed off and bringing in their PlayStations. They're tired of it.
Yeah, they should be. Fuck them. What? That's not the point I meant to make.
What is the point you wanted to make?
I don't know. I was trying to remember what Jay was talking about.
He wasn't listening. He was.
That's right. He was being a bad host. I'm sorry, Jay. We all apologize for Cyrus's behavior.
Eugene.
Yeah.
I like your friend. He's funny.
Yes, shut up. Anyway, so moving on. Let's talk about Nintendo. Now, I don't plan on covering Nintendo rumors every single week, but what the hell, we're going to cover this one. So it's rumored that Nintendo has come out and said, yeah, we're not going to have a hard drive in the new system. We're just going to have 8 gigabytes of SD RAM, or SB, I'm sorry, 8 gigs of flash RAM. And then the rest of it will be through SD cards.
I don't believe that.
Okay, yeah. Number one, if that is the case, then Nintendo has already failed. And we can just go ahead and write off this new system. There's no freaking way. Number one, it's way too early. It's in the rumor mill stage. This is BS. But, okay, do I think it would be, you know, awesome if we could just use normal SD cards instead of having to buy, you know, a special card or whatever? Yeah, that would be great. But I mean, come on. Now, okay, no. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say no.
No, what are you going to say?
I was going to say, even though you and I have both, you know, like when Chris got his Xbox, he's like, you know, I need to get a bigger hard drive. We were like, dude, just go get like a couple 32 gig USB, you know, drives. But I would still want the games like installed on the hard drive on the system.
I think they should go back to cartridges.
Of course, yes.
Like, yeah. just a cartridge, nothing else.
This show is going nowhere.
And you got to blow into it for it to work.
Yep, that's actually what you have to do. Like that like powers the system somehow.
Air power. And then plug it in.
Oh my god!
We're going green at Nintendo.
So yeah. One other
so the
thing,
cartridge has like the controller built in as the buttons, so you play it like a flute.
Yeah, there you go.
No, not that, man, and that's too much.
That's a fucking silly.
Oh, so that's the line y'all are going to draw it at.
Yep,
that's okay. The line.
Obviously.
Well, this is similar.
Dumbass. Which,
supposedly, Microsoft announced that they're working on their next system and that it may come out as early as next year.
Yeah, right.
I don't believe that either. I think they're just trying to do damage control at this point, considering Nintendo's, like, you know, feeding. Let's see, Sony's got all the bad press, Nintendo's got all the good press, Microsoft's just kind of like, yeah, we're still here.
Chris, what video game systems do y'all have up there?
In the land of snow. We have, at our house, we have a Wii and we have a PS3.
Good deal. So have
because it's a Blu-ray player. Because it's a Blu-ray player.
Oh, okay. Are you?
And although Ray's playing, what one are you playing right now?
Mm-hmm. They're brand new up there.
NHL. He's playing NHL right now.
Oh, that figures.
If you weren't playing that, I would be concerned.
That's like stereotypical.
It's our game, baby.
Wait a minute. Where are you from, Jay?
I play Deer Hunter.
Love how he said that. I play Deer Hunter.
I play Deer Hunter.
The Bella Deer Hunter.
3D. I got a virtual 12-point buck the other day.
God. Moving on. I'm just going to keep punting at this point till we get through the show. Let's see here. What else do we want to talk about?
No one cares about the show.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck the show.
All right, so actually this is kind of interesting. This is something we've talked about previously. Nielsen has come out and said that TV ownership is down. Now, the way they made it sound was there's this huge monster drop in the ownership of televisions. In the United States, it has dropped from 98.9% of all of Americans having a... I'm sorry, U.S. citizens. We can't say Americans because Canada's... You know, anyway, dropped from 98.9% to a whopping
96.7%. That's terrible. Obviously, television's going to the wayside.
Yes, obviously, television is dead. The reasons why they're quoting this now, the reason why this became noteworthy is because this is the first time in 20 years that
the
number of TVs in America has declined. It's the first time in 20 years. They're saying two reasons. Number one, poverty. They're saying a lot of people just simply cannot afford to replace their older TVs with, you know, new HD TVs. I can kind of understand that.
Right, Manning.
The other thing, what did Manning say?
No, you said...
Oh, okay. I see you're being a dickhead. The other reason is they're saying tech-savvy kids are like, I don't need a TV. I've got a computer. I can do everything on that. You know, if I'm going to watch something, if it's not on YouTube or Netflix, then I don't need it.
The YouTube.
Yes, the YouTube. So, as a result, Nielsen... Now, here's the big thing. This is what we had talked about before. Nielsen is considering changing the definition of a TV household to include online views. This is huge. The way it works right now is whenever they look at a TV show, they look at basically how many people watch it live and how many people, you know, DVR it. Every time you watch a TV show online, it doesn't count towards that, which unfortunately means a lot of shows that are like more... you know, the internet community is really into. Unfortunately, even though you may watch it online, doesn't help out with the ratings. If this goes through, then that means, you know, views through Netflix, through YouTube, through...
What about, like, what about on demand? What about on demand?
On demand, but I'm not for certain. It didn't say in the thing. But I'm thinking this could actually help out a lot of TV shows that, you know, a lot of people just simply watch online. Because, I mean, think about it. I do know lots of people who are like, man, I missed the show. I'll just go back and watch it on ABC.com. That should count for something. People are still watching that show.
Absolutely should.
But right now it doesn't. And that's what I'm saying. Nielsen is looking at changing that. I hope this goes through. Yes, and Hulu. Sorry, didn't mean that.
Don't forget it.
I'm not forgetting Hulu.
We don't get Hulu.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, what the fuck's your problem?
I don't think we're missing anything.
We just got
Netflix.
You're
not missing much.
Then
you're missing nothing.
We just got Netflix and it sucks.
It sucks up here. Here's the thing, though.
Their Netflix is very, very limited.
We have a lot of limitations up here because of censorship and all of the... It's the CTRC.
Canada is censoring your Netflix? You should write an article about this.
They only get like half the stuff.
Actually,
the CTRC.
My husband's talking right now. You should come here and tell them you read an article. Come on, buddy.
Come on, join us. Round fun.
Oh, yeah. Hey, what's his name again?
Ray.
Canadian athlete.
Ray.
What's going on, guys?
There he is. What's going on, man? So, fill us in about this, about the issue with the CTRC.
Yes. Yeah, tell us about your horrible, horrible government.
That's the thing. So the government set this thing up to make sure everybody was all equal and all even, and you know how we are all nice all up here, right? So anyway, they set it all up, and next thing you know, they've set it up so that you can have a monopoly. So Bell and Rogers are your major owners, and they're running the show.
I know y'all just got Netflix, and I had heard that it was fairly limited up there. So,
yeah.
Wow,
that sucks. Hopefully, it'll expand though.
I thought everything was better in Canada.
I know, right?
Only the beer.
I wouldn't go that far. I've had Molson.
Yeah, Molson's no good.
You can't judge it just by one, Jay.
That's true.
Hey, you're judging Indiana by me. What the fuck?
Well, that's true.
That's true. Boys. I'm going to let you have my wife back here, so I'll talk to you guys later.
Woohoo! All right. Thank you, sir. All right. So, yeah, hopefully this will go through. Hopefully we'll end up getting a better rating system. Maybe we'll actually be able to save some TV shows that we actually want to watch. All right. So, speaking of TV, let's move on and look at some of the offerings for this coming year. I specifically are looking at some of the sci-fi type.
I are specifically looking
yes,
at.
I are specifically okay. looking at some of the.
There's another one, Cy, write it down.
Yes, go ahead, you asshole. By the way, if you get a TV show out of this, I better get half, you fucker. Anyway, no one will make a TV show out of me. So, there's good and bad here. Does anyone here watch Fringe?
Friends?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Fringe
apparently.
Fringe.
I need to catch up on it.
Fringe. I do need to catch up on it.
Which I will do on the website.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Courtney Cox is on Friends, so yes.
Not Friends, you.
And Joey.
Cyrus. So Fringe is getting saved. As a result, they're cutting back on some of their other shows that they were looking at doing. So I thought we'd go around, and I'm going to give you just a brief synopsis about what the show's about and tell me whether or not you think you would watch it. All right? So here we go. So, starting off from Fox, the wonderful, wonderful people at Fox, we have a show called Alcatraz. It's a mystery show about time travel.
Alcatraz about time travel.
I'm assuming you go into the different places and you go back in time.
Time travel.
It's Doctor Who with a prison cell.
Alcatraz.
What did you say, Jay?
It's Doctor Who with a prison cell.
Doctor Who with a prison cell, yeah. I don't think I'll be watching that one. The other show, on the other hand, does look good. It's actually based on a comic. It's called Lock and Key. Basically, a widow and her two kids move into this house, and they keep finding these mystical keys, and depending on which key you use on which door, it opens the door to alternate realities. It goes back and forth in time. It's got a very big following comic book wise as a series. I would say that kind of sounds interesting. Like,
so would it be geared at adults, or would that be more of a...
No, apparently it would be geared at adults.
Family? Okay.
So, I would definitely give that a shot. That sounds interesting to me. But unfortunately, because like I said, they're saving Fringe, they're kind of like, oh, well, we've already got one sci-fi show, we don't need that many. So, yeah.
It sounds kind of like, what was it called? The Hidden Room? If you saw that?
Oh, I've heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
Oh, I loved that. It was just a mini-series, but it was awesome.
The Hidden Room. Yeah, I remember hearing something about that, but never saw it. From NBC...
It was low budget, but it was well-written.
From NBC, we have 17th Precinct, which is a crime drama in a magical city.
Magical city.
That's, hey, okay. I'm just reading the description I read online.
I guess we haven't...
yeah.
Whatever.
The other one they're looking at doing is called Grimm. It's a crime drama with Grimm fairy tale themed plot. Kind of sounds a lot like the other one I just read off, the 17th Precinct. anyone want to jump on either one of those? Anyone like itching to see one of those two?
No,
Cyrus. I take it this is not your type of thing.
Is there a need for more crime drama?
See, I kind of like crime
really.
Drama.
Really?
Isn't there like a million Law and Orders and CSIs?
And you know what?
I know.
You know what? I loved the first CSI, and
I loved it too. And then it just got ridiculous.
And then, yeah,
you know what they should do? CSI Canada.
Oh God!
And it would be like
mountains.
Yeah. It'd be like
awesome.
We looks like
Baronaire.
Yeah.
Timmy's.
Major crimes unit.
Everybody would be apologizing to everybody else.
Yeah.
It's actually used a knife, eh?
Oh, no. This guy didn't pay for his
I'm
beer.
Sorry, eh, that I rented the shit job. It's terrible, eh?
Oh, and then the episode ends. It's just really quick.
It's just all in an igloo, and we're eating deer meat.
Oh,
it's wonderful. And our moms.
I think she's... I don't think this is going to happen. Now, the more you talk about it, it doesn't sound like it's...
Wouldn't be exciting.
CSI Canada, and each episode is only 5 minutes long.
Yeah, because we've all apologized and admitted it, and we're all happy and friends again. It'd be no drama.
Man, I watched Law & Order UK. God, that was sad.
What?
Really?
They didn't have guns. They're like, yeah, how do you police people when you don't have guns? So this guy's beating his ass with a fucking stick.
That might be interesting to watch, though. You know, I would say they could do Law & Order Brady, where Cy and Manning are from, but they already did that show. It's called Cops.
Yes.
Yeah, it looked like we got another family disturbance. The husband's drunk again, and he's beating his wife, and his son got mad, and he took out the shotgun, and he shot him in the toe. This happened again. This was the same thing last week. We're out here before it. We're just going to take the gun away and let them go about their business.
And then just shows Cops. And then
That's pretty much what happens in Brady, actually. Yeah, he's drunk again, and he's in the middle of town throwing the beer bottles through windows. We'll take the beer bottles away, and we'll send him on his way home.
By the way, let me just... I remember specifically one time, me and Chris and Cy were sitting around. We were talking about something, and Cy referenced the fact that he came from the east side of Brady, which we thought was extremely funny. Damn. And we're like, how do you divide east and west side, you know?
West side is the best side.
Brady's horrible. It is horrible beyond all words. Like, if you go to Brady, there's an effect that they call the Brady boomerang, where you will attempt to leave Brady, but something...
Boomerang.
There is something.
It's Australian.
It's like a boomerang, but
you know. Boomerang.
Yes, there is something. I don't know if it's mystical, magical force, or scientific, or whatever, you know. However it's rooted, but you will be slingshotted back, and you will have a hard time getting, even harder time getting out the next time you try. If you're able to reach escape velocity, you must never return.
Yes, there is a gravity well in Brady, Texas,
which apparently
it slows time down and draws you in and doesn't let you escape.
Well, see, that's how I felt about Nacogdoches, which is in East Texas. Like, literally, there's a bubble you hit, and like, you know, I went there and I was like, you know, this week we're getting new CD out this week is Michael Jackson's Thriller, and I'm like, what? It's fucking 1990. What the hell?
I was down in Byrdstown, Tennessee.
Oh boy.
Which is where my wife's family's from, and the best thing that happened to that town is when they built the Shell station. Everybody hangs out there, but
wow,
they sent. I was like, man, you know, can I go run a movie or a game? They're like, yeah, and there's a movie store across the street over there. She went to the new selection. The newest movie was 4 years old. It's Blade or something like that. She's like, have you seen this one? I was like, yeah, about 4 or 5 years ago.
A few comments I have to make real quick. Number one, for the non-Texans here, the way that you become, first off, you know, you just kind of get like a small community together. When you get a Dairy Queen, that's when you become a town. You become a city when Walmart builds. That's the big deal right there.
That's the big deal. Brady, you get it big time.
If you get a McDonald's, shit is out of control.
Well, hell, I got a McDonald's in town. What are you talking about?
Well, you're not living in Texas.
That's true. Different
rules.
The other thing I wanted to say is,
we're higher class.
The last Blockbuster in Central Texas will be going out of business. There were two in Killeen, one in Copper's Cove. One of the ones in Killeen went under. The other two both have for sale signs in front of them. And I know someone whose son works there, and he said, "Yeah, we were given 6 weeks' notice." So.
Yeah, they already gutted ours over here. It's gone.
In 6 weeks, the only... And I got to think about it, because I was sitting down talking with some other people. I'm like, is there even any mom-and-pop shops that still rent stuff? And there's not. Literally, in 6 weeks' time, the only way to get, you know, rent a movie will be through, like, Netflix or Redbox. And that's it.
Or the big old blue. Or are they not doing that anymore?
See, that's the thing. I don't know. They, who is it? It's not Direct. Is it DirecTV?
Yeah.
Yeah, DirecTV has not said whether or not they're going to continue on with the blue box things. So, I haven't seen any of them in the neighborhood anyway. Freaking Redbox freaking owns this town and everything else. It's just every Walmart, every actually all the HEBs have one too.
Wow. So hell, it's pretty bad that I could leave the house right now and hit probably about 6 or 7 Redboxes in 10-15 minutes.
Yep, pretty much same
drive
thing here
any
too.
Direction.
What's Redbox?
Redbox is
a
big system.
Redbox.
Redbox is what? What did you say?
It's like the TARDIS only red.
Oh.
It's a box. Now stay with me.
It's a box red. That's red.
Yes, it's red. Okay, seriously.
It's got
it is
red
the,
on the outside.
It is
I don't know
in
what the
middle.
Inside looks like.
But don't it's, know about the inside, okay?
And the craziest thing is, it puts out fucking movies.
It puts them out.
It puts them out. That is amazing.
It just spits them right out.
Can I just say your southern accent is wonderful, Ducky? Good job. You're fitting right in here. So, no, seriously, it's basically a series of, it's like a vending machine. You put in your credit card, it charges you $1, and you get to rent a movie for a day, and then you just take it back, put it in, and rent more things.
Don't scare Canadians up too advanced.
What? And it's I ain't going there.
Yeah, we're just amazing up here.
I ain't going there. All right, let's get back to the story. So, there's one show on here that I actually would really like to see, and it's just because of some of the comments I've read. So I'm going to hit skip one and go to the CW. The CW, the bastion of wonderful content that it is. So they're pretty much renewing all their Supernatural shows, Vampire Diaries or whatever that is, and Supernatural and stuff. They're also looking at some other stuff. They're looking at a show called The Secret Circle, which is about witches. Okay. Whatever. This one kind of sounds interesting to me. Heavenly. It's about attorneys in a court that decide whether or not you get to go to heaven or hell.
Oh, like that.
Huh.
That sounds
interesting
to me.
Sounds retarded.
Excuse me. Awakening, something about zombies. You know what? If it's anything like Shaun of the Dead, I'll be into it, but otherwise, I don't know.
I didn't get Shaun of the Dead. It freaked me out.
Oh, Shaun of the Dead is so good.
I didn't get it.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. Eugene didn't like the Big Lebowski either.
Well,
some
Big Lebowski's.
Yeah.
Shut up! Sometimes there's a really good movie, and somebody just doesn't get it for whatever reason. Now, there's nothing against you, just like there's nothing against Eugene, but you're both wrong.
I'm just baffled by it.
Okay, so if you didn't like, or if you couldn't watch Shaun of the Dead, have you watched Hot Fuzz?
No.
Okay, same type of humor, not scary, although it's a little gory, but you might want to give it a shot. Okay.
I like Simon Pegg.
Well, go watch Jonah Hex. It is a great movie.
I heard that was crap.
It was garbage, and he knows it.
Yes, I do, and I told you that before you fucking watched it.
Yes, and I watched it anyway. Guess what? Yeah. Sometimes you watch bad movies.
You have to form your own opinion.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, that's...
not in that
case. Nope. The lady has the last word on that one. Let's
move
on.
Be like, Suicide sucks. No, I want to try it.
All right, so the last grouping of TV shows I wanted to look at.
It might not be so bad for me.
The last grouping of TV shows I wanted to look at are the offerings from ABC. They have a show, let's see here. It's called The River. It's a horror thriller like Paranormal Activity.
A horror thriller?
Horror thriller like Paranormal Activity.
Horror thriller. Horror thriller.
Let's see here. Once Upon a Time, village housing classic fairy tale characters. Sounds a lot like the stuff that's coming out on... I saw that site. Sounds a lot like the stuff that's coming out on Fox, but here's the thing. It says, and these are just buzzwords, it has the feel of Lost, but the look of Pushing Daisies. When they said Pushing Daisies, they had me right there. I loved Pushing Daisies. In fact, it was the first thing I ever reviewed for the site.
I hate Lost.
You know what? I've never have watched Lost.
I like Lost.
I have to give it a shot. The last one is the one that I really want to see.
You have to watch Lost from the beginning, though.
I really want to see this show that they're talking about called Poe. Edgar Allan Poe is an 1840s detective.
Oh my god.
No. Here's why. These are not my jokes. These are things that I've heard. They're like, I just want to watch it for the one-liners alone. Just so that when he walks looks down at the dead body and goes, nevermore. And just walks.
If this is like a corny, like, parody version of CSI Miami, I'm on board.
This,
like,
would be so awesome.
Takes off his glasses.
Yeah. They just have the one, the monocle.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he has to take it off the same way.
Ducky, they're asking if you're on Facebook.
What?
The chat room's asking if you're on Facebook. They want to become your friend.
Yes, I am on Facebook.
Okay.
And Ray, we would like him also. That would be cool.
Oh, would you? You want me to recruit him?
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
Moving on, because we're getting long in the tooth here. couple of quick things. If you have an iPhone, iPod, iPad, whatever, an iDevice, at least of the newer type.
iThingy.
Apple released 4.3.3, which fixes the update and location thing. By the way, they came out and officially announced what that update thing was, or what the whole... what are they calling it? Tracking gate thing, you know, where it was basically keeping track of where you were. What that list was an internal database that instead of every time you pulled out your phone and you wanted to do something that had to do with location, it was keeping a list of where you last were so that it could ping the towers around you and basically figure out where you were so it didn't have to keep firing up the GPS unit and wasting the battery as much. Incidentally, if you have a Windows phone or a BlackBerry or a Droid, they all do the exact same thing. The only thing is their list didn't, you know, wasn't being kept as long, and it just wasn't discovered and got out there. So, like you were saying, Cy, you know, this was the media jumping on, going, "Oh, Apple did something wrong. Let's make this into a big story and blow it up." So basically, they said, look, we're going to do a patch for it, and it's going to not save it to the computer, and it's going to decrease the size.
Haters be hating.
That's right. Haters
be hating. Well, with my experience, I'm pretty sure that the BlackBerry one doesn't work right.
Why, like, does it constantly tell you you're somewhere you're not?
I've never been to Australia. What the?
No, it's just like the fucking phone. It don't work right.
Well, it is a BlackBerry.
It's a piece of shit.
This says I'm in outer space.
Now, mine did tell me that I was like 400 something miles away from where I actually was.
Wow.
It said I was like on the other side of Ohio.
And then it starts roaming. You're like, fuck!
No. I could sit here right, like, right where I'm at right now at the laptop on the table. My phone will work fine. My wife can be standing next to me, talking to me. Her phone will be in Rome.
And who are y'all with?
Well, when in Rome.
No points
awarded. I like when we bust size chops. That's fun. All right. Moving on. Ubisoft is getting into movies and game, or movies and TV shows. Okay.
Ubisoft getting the dirty when you say it.
So Ubisoft has come out and said that they don't like
Ubisoft.
What?
It sounds dirty when you say it.
Ubisoft.
Ubisoft.
Anyway, Ubisoft.
Sound like buddy Ubisoft.
I think it's actually Ubisoft, but I'm not. It just sounds weird. Ubisoft.
Ubisoft.
So they don't like what's happened with
that's disgusting.
Video game movies, and who can blame them? Because the most successful video game to movie ever was Prince of Persia, which I did not think was that bad a movie. In fact, it made $335 million, so obviously, you know.
Mm.
But they're not happy with the whole, we're going to take a video game series and turn it into a movie, because... let's be honest, it pretty much sucks every time.
Usually.
So they're starting their own motion picture group, and they're planning on doing TV series and movies. Here's my thought. If we got I don't know, Splinter Cell as a movie, and it stuck to the actual, like, game, that would be fucking badass.
You'd have to do it in 1985 so we could get Michael Ironside in it. It's too late.
Yeah.
God, that would be awesome. What if you could CGI him, like, kind of like what they did with the Tron? Because most of the time you could do the movie with, like, he has a mask and shit, so you don't even see his face. You know, you could figure out a way to do this and just use Michael Ironside.
God, that would be awesome.
It could be done.
Also that I would really love to see, because I think this would be more well adapted to a TV series, if they did freaking Assassin's Creed.
Yes. Love that video game.
That would be so awesome as a damn
that would be
TV
great.
Series.
And that could last, you know,
going
too.
Through and doing stuff.
That would last.
Yeah, I think it would too. But number one, it's got a lot of stuff that he could be doing in it, because there were a lot of little missions and stuff in there. But then it has the central theme that it's going through.
Who would play the guy?
You know me, I'm horrible at casting. You've got to find someone, though, who can do parkour.
Pee Wee Herman!
You've got to find someone who can do parkour, though, because, I mean, that would have to be like a big draw to the thing. The Angry Grinch, Grinch is saying that they've already done Splinter Cell. It's called the Bourne series. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Disagree.
Not enough sneaking around.
There's no... No night vision goggles and thermal vision.
Night vision goggles. Okay. No little camera under the door.
Yeah, so we're going to have to disagree there, but good try.
Yes, thank you for inputting. So let me ask you this. If this is the classic question. Let's say they do it and it's awesome, and it's like, wow, video games can actually be really good TV series or really good movies. What video game do you want to see made into a movie or TV series?
Pac-Man.
Kirby.
Man, and please give me a serious answer.
Well, off the top of my head, Left 4 Dead.
Ooh.
I actually thought of one a long time ago that would be really cool, but I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
What?
Tempest? Like, it could be like space.
Yes, instant, you're crazy.
And they open up these portals like... wormholes, and then the spaceships have to go around the edge of the wormholes shooting the ships that come out.
Dude.
All right. Jay, do you have a serious recommendation?
Last Starfighter, only worse.
Dude, it could be epic.
What was that, Jay?
You guys suck.
What was that, Jay?
Dead Space.
Oh, Dead Space. Shit. Dead Space would be awesome. Because that game did scare the crap out of me.
Castlevania.
Oh, Castlevania, you know, I think, would be awesome. Ninja Gaiden.
If we're going that
route. The original ones, though. I don't want the new ones. I want the original Ninja Gaiden would be an awesome ass. Because if you remember the cutscenes on that, even back on the original Nintendo, Gears of War. Yes, Gears of War would be a kick-ass movie.
Contra.
Bioshock. Oh, shit. You just blew my mind with Bioshock.
Man, if they stay true to it. If they stay true to it.
That, of course, is the key thing. They have to stay true to it. So,
Golgo 13.
I'm still trying to think about Pac-Man. Really? Pac-Man?
That's an old one.
Bubble Boggle.
Dig Dug would be epic.
Q-Bert!
All right. Let's move on to the last story.
Metroid.
This is something... Done. Right there. Metroid. Cy wins one internet. So we already talked about this last week, but it was just confirmed 110%. Joseph Gordon-Levitt will not be Cobra Commander in the new G.I. Joe movie.
Woohoo!
Thank God.
Yay. Dougie's like, whatever. Fucking care less.
Here's the thing.
I didn't see the first G.I. Joe.
You are lucky.
I like Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yes.
But I would not put him in a G.I. Joe movie. That would be the last thing I'd do.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Never. He's
That's
too
why
indie
we were
for that.
Celebrating.
Yes. Yeah. G.I. Joe was.
I didn't even hear that rumor.
Well, he played Cobra Commander. I'm sorry. He played... What the fuck was his name in the first one?
Who cares?
Who cares? He was supposed to be Cobra Commander in the first one.
It was the guy who became Cobra Commander.
It was awful. It was so bad.
Let's put it to you this way. Like, he was still...
That's a huge spoiler, by the way, but we don't care.
Don't ruin it for her.
oh my God. I ruined a terrible movie for her.
Let me put it to you this way. When people saw G.I. Joe the movie, they went, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Oh, that guy from 30 Rock? Yeah. He was still on that level. And then he fucking did Inception.
Third Rock from the Sun?
Yeah, now he's...
Yeah, not 30 Rock. I don't think
Third Rock,
in...
yes.
Third Rock from the Sun.
30 Rock from the Sun, yes.
I won't put that one in the tweet. Don't worry. That
one, no, go ahead. Mean, I deserve that one.
It's not funny enough. I don't like that
one. I wonder what the 30th Rock from the Sun is now.
We're not going to think about it. Anyway. That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure we're getting up close to an hour and a half, so we're going to call it a night, thank God, because I've been raked over the coals. So let's take a look here. This week, we have, coming out tomorrow, we have my review of Exit Through the Gift Shop, which is a really good documentary. Sunday, we have I did an article for Sunday called The Rise and Fall of Appropriately Named Networks. I don't know about y'all, but whenever you go to, you know, a network like the Discovery Channel, you kind of already conjure up some ideas as to what's going to be on there. And sometimes you may go there and you go, what the fuck? How is this educational? Now, Discovery Channel is actually not one that I bashed over a rock too badly. Some of the other ones, though, are just like, the worst, to me, the worst offender is still Sci-Fi. You have WWE Wrestling. How the fuck is that sci-fi?
Nah.
Yeah. Anyway, so I talk about that, and I talk about how... Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. MTV is got to be the worst.
Good point.
Music television? Show me some music on that. Anyway.
The Learning Channel.
Oh, that's... yeah. I bashed TLC pretty bad, too. Because unless you want to watch TV shows about little people or polygamist, then you're kind of much out of luck.
And the History Channel running stuff about aliens.
Yeah. History Channel's kind of borderline.
I love those aliens.
They've got... great history stuff, and sometimes they're just trying to get some ratings.
Now, don't get me wrong. I freaking love Pawn Stars, and I can see how that can be...
Oh, I wanted to bring something up. I'm glad you mentioned this. What is with all the shows, the little reality shows, where they do the promos for them, and the promo, whatever they show, when they get done, and it's got the big logo, whatever the show is, you always got the guys standing in the front going like this.
Yes. You know who's the worst about that type of crap, though? And freaking, I have to say, as much as I don't like him, Seth MacFarlane's the one that called him out on it, is Fox. Because they're like, they're sitting there doing a normal episode of Family Guy, and they're like, it comes up on the bottom, they're like, oh, look, here's Black Spinning Guy who's standing in one spot. And now here's the group of friends that are all, they're all buddy-buddy. And I'm just like, wow, that is perfect.
Nice.
Thank you, Christy. Thank you. Let's see here. Monday, we have the edited version of the podcast, along with the first update for the show, game. Tuesday, we have Ducky's review of The Voice, which is
What is The Voice? What is that?
It's a singing competition NBC.
Y'all liked it.
Yay.
Here's the thing. I think it's a much better show than American Idol ever
Way
was.
Way better.
Because it's actually about their singing skills. It's not about what they fucking look like.
Oh, that's the show where the judges have to turn around.
Yeah.
Singing shows, dancing shows.
And the other thing is all the people have already been pre-screened. So,
so they can sing.
The main draw of the show the first couple of weeks isn't, let's see how fucking bad this person is.
No, it has nothing to do with that. They can sing, yeah.
But that is funny, though. Yes. You'd have to admit watching
I have to say, that was the one positive thing I think American Idol did, was when some of those people who, all of their lives, their parents, their friends, you're a wonderful singer. You should go up there and be on America. When he freaking bashed them against a rock, he was doing them a service.
You know what? Every time I see that crap, I always think about, like, when we were in high school and we're on a bus going somewhere, on a trip. And you got the five or six girls sitting in the back of the bus, and they're all singing, and you're sitting there going, really?
Yep.
Really? You're really going to do this? You're really going to...
See, they do it in middle school occasionally, and every time they do, I'm like, who's killing the cat? What? Are you talking about, Mr. Stevens? Who's killing the cat? I don't know what you're talking about. I said, that horrible sound. That was me singing. Oh, that's what that was?
Eugene, you shouldn't
say that to your students.
Man, someone has to tell these kids.
I think American Idol would be a lot better if he really would have bashed over a rock.
Wow.
Come on, whoa.
Hit the brakes. Hit the brakes. Johnny, you tried out for American Idol?
He's fucking around.
He's got to be.
He's just fucking around.
He's got to be.
Don't ever, dude, have you not been reading the chat room?
I just saw that and I was like, what?
Nothing this guy's saying is true. Come on, man.
It's not even really him, it's someone else. No.
I heard that. Let's see if they talk about that. I'll talk about something else funny. Nope, they're not talking about that one. Let me try something else. Is this
Tuesday,
funny?
Tuesday, Ducky's review of The Voice comes out. Wednesday, we will get Jay's review of Thor, which we've got some people who have seen it, so we'll have lots of comments on that one. Thursday, Miyavi Yu reviewed... Okay, here's the thing. He wrote up a thing in the forums about a movie that he watched, and I was like, dude, you pretty much already did a review. Why don't you just kind of put a few more things in and make an official review? He reviewed a movie that I had heard about that I wasn't going to touch with a 10-foot pole called The Human Centipede.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Have you heard about this movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Watch
anyway.
It. Watch it.
I like your friend. He's funny.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He goes, since when was Eugene allowed to be around children? When did that change? That's fantastic. He's very funny.
I really want y'all to meet him so y'all know exactly what kind of an asshole y'all are dealing with.
I'd like to meet him, too.
Although having both of you in the same room, that may not be good. The death toll on my...
One of us on one side. I'll be on this side. He could be on this side. Yeah. Eugene in the middle.
And I'll fly in to
we
come
turn and, we look at him like, hi, Eugene. He's like, fuck! And runs out the room.
He just dives out the window like Scott Pilgrim.
Like, walks in the room and they're like, look who I met. And Eugene's like, fuck this! Runs.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
All right, so... That's our show for the week, ladies and gentlemen.
He's so defeated.
Just time to tuck your tail and go. So,
Chris, I've enjoyed having you on. You should come back. This
actually,
is great.
Yes, we did really enjoy having you on. You are welcome back anytime.
Oh, thanks.
Just try to talk over everybody.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's taken Jay a while, but he's finally kind of gotten the swing of things. You just have to speak up if you want to be heard. You can't just sit back. So
it's been a trip just listening to you guys.
Oh, well, thank you. and, you know, you don't sound too Canadian. I don't know what that means. she's like, you're probably going to make fun of the way I talk.
Way to end the show. Come on back, because you don't...
Well, she was like, you're probably going to make fun of the way I talk. I'm like, no, we won't do that. Because all of this came about because...
And then you just kind of did.
Yeah, way to go, dumbass.
Thank you. Thank you, asshole.
Son of a bitch.
I'm going to mute all of you except for her. All right, so... As always, you can find us on Facebook at One Man Asylum. You can follow the official Twitter feed at The One Man Asylum. I'm still working on trying to get One Man Asylum from this asshole. He hasn't tweeted in like two fucking years.
Well, you got a new Twitter you can use also. So.
Oh, I can use it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Optimus Joint.
Yes, thank you. To follow our individual wacky adventures, you can find me at Optimus Gene, at Man C, at Cyrus Martin. at Ducky Andrew and at J Red Devil for all the guys and gal on One Man Asylum and Group Therapy. Have a good night. Seriously, Ducky, thank you for joining us. This was fun. We really do. We don't mind. We always like having the girls on. It's just that, you know, we tend to talk about pretty geeky stuff. And
we like they don't like us.
Oh, no, I glazed over a little bit about the video game stuff and the tech stuff. But after that, I started listening again.
Well, Eugene's usually glazed over anyway, so it's all right.
Oh, thank you, asshole.
You weren't nearly as vapid or annoying as the other chick, so I really enjoyed it.
Oh,
or soulless.
Yes, excellent. Thank you. It is still... still recording. Got it.
You have that now. There you go.
I now have I now have the shovel that I'm going to beat Cyrus to death with. Or I should let the girls beat him to death with.
I stand by my comments.
You should just put that on your audio board and play it whenever you want.
I should. I should make a... Instead of mega sigh, I'll just have normal sigh.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. My wife is asking if you still want to be on the show again. If we've run you off.
Oh, if you've run me off? Oh, God, no. I've put up with worse than this.
Oh, my God. That's how she views us. I'm putting up with them.
Oh, yeah. Come to my work. See how I treat Canadians.
I've had worse.
Did you enjoy being on the show? I put up with it.
That's cool. Hey, no, it was good. It was fun.
Okay, good.
It was fun. It was It was more just interesting to see what goes on.
Did you feel like anyone was being mean to you?
Oh God, no.
She said no. Yeah, actually, that's something I did want to ask you about. What's the weather like right now where you're at?
Okay, I work in Celsius. I don't work in Fahrenheit. So today it was 10 degrees out, but that's Celsius. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit. Fine. I'm sorry.
That's like...
Yeah. Manon, what is that?
What is it? Yeah, quick, Manon, with the algorithm. Quick,
come on, Rain Man. Get on your chest.
Sorry, I wasn't even listening.
No.
Fuck you.
It was nice. It was raining and stuff, but it's hard. We live right by the lake, so we get a lot of wind and stuff. It's like 10 degrees.
Are you okay, Sai? Well, I'm glad I've got this recording still.
That's
so
Sai
funny.
Has lost it.
Sai's off the reservation, folks. Let's see here.
Come on, Rain Man.
All right, I found a site and it is 50. Okay.
Oh my god!
It was really nice. It would have been nice.
Jay and Ducky, united by hate.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't hate Canadians. I hated that one.
There's not a whole lot to hate about us.
No, I mean, they're really nice. I mean,
he's like, well, I hate you. Hate them Frenchmen. You know what I'm talking about. You know.
Yeah, the Frenchmen are the ones with the weird fucking accents. Ooh.
Yeah, fucking
the
weird
French accents.
And Ducky's like, oh, yeah, I fucking hate those guys, too.
That's a very good Canadian accent.
We lost Eugene's video.
Sorry.
Fuck.
Yeah, he was like, fuck you guys.
I hit the wrong thing.
Like, the show's over. What do I have to do?
All right, time to move on.
The show's over. Go home.
Yeah, turn the shit off. Maybe you guys leave.